Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there are toxic chemicals all around, we don't have to let them make us sick. We don't have to have them in our homes. We don't have to have them in our bodies, and we can live toxic-free, healthy, happy, productive. It can be a great life and a great world. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we are going to talk with one of the most knowledgeable doctors about exposure to toxic chemicals and what they can do to your body and what we can do to be healthy. My guest is Dr. Doris Rapp, and she was one of the first MDs to learn and use environmental medicine to treat her pediatric patients way back in 1975. I first learned about toxic chemicals and products and their health effects in 1978. And so Dr. Rapp and I have known each other for many years and have been both working in parallel in our respective fields to be handling problems of toxic chemicals, with her clients and patients, and me with consumers. I'm just going to get right to the phone. Dr. Rapp, welcome to Toxic Free Talk Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to hear your voice and talk to you ear to ear. As I've read your many books, and I can't get over how much practical, sensible information that you give people. You get it down to the nitty-gritty, and you tell them what they need to do, and then it's up to them. You can lead them to water, you can't make them drink, but most of them are going to drink because they have faith in what you say, and your suggestions are practical and will definitely improve their health if they'll listen.
Thank you. Yesterday, my guest told me that she had gotten, when she became ill with toxic chemical exposure, that she got one of my books and she followed it to the letter religiously. And she recovered from just doing what I outlined in my book. And that was an old book. And we know so much more today that I just really feel that it's not a question of information. It's just a question of getting people to understand that there is a problem with toxics and there's something we can do about it. I want to ask you to tell us your story of how you got interested in this. But first, let me just give the little bio that I failed to give so that you don't have to talk about how you were a board-certified environmental medical specialist, pediatric allergist, and homeopath. You served as a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the State University of New York at Buffalo until January 1996. And Dr. Rapp practiced traditional allergy medicine for 18 years, and then after learning about environmental medicine in 1975, Dr. Rapp began to incorporate the principles of environmental medicine into her pediatric allergy practice. She's a past president of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, the author of the best-selling books, Is This Your Child? Is This Your Child's World? Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call, and several other books, and you can find out all about everything that she does and everything that she's written and everything that she has to offer at her website, drrapp.com. So that's D-R and then another R-A-P-P.com. And if you go to her website and you subscribe to her newsletter, she will send you all kinds of free information about toxic chemicals in your health. So all that said, now tell us about this point in your life where you discovered environmental medicine and how you began to observe what was going on with your patients.
I was practicing allergy just like everybody else until 1975. And then, fortunately, I went to a medical meeting, and the man there said that he could put a drop of an allergy extract in your arm and produce your symptoms, and that different drops cause different symptoms, and that they could be treated by giving them a dilution of whatever made them sick. And I was really irate because I'd been trained that you couldn't treat food allergies and that this wasn't possible. And yet this man claimed that he could do this. So I said to him at the meeting, I said, show me. And he brought in five patients, And he caused asthma, and he caused their bellies to swell up, and he caused all kinds of symptoms right in front of our eyes. And I said, I can't figure out how he's fooling me, but this can't be for real. And I decided to go to various offices of environmental medical specialists and see if they could really do what they said they could do. And I was really astounded. If you had problems with your belly after eating a food, they put a drop of that food in your arm, and immediately, in 8 minutes, you had the belly ache, and then they give you different dilutions. And our bodies are so smart, so much smarter than the doctors, that one drop of a substance in your arm can mess up your whole body. Your pulse will go up, your blood pressure will go up, your breathing will become worse, your belly, you can't walk, you can't talk sometimes, you don't act appropriately. All this happens from one drop of an allergy extract. And then the second amazing thing is that a dilution of that drop, a 1 to 5 or a 1 to 25 or 1 to 125, one drop of the right dilution, and in 8 minutes, the whole body goes back to normal. It sounds too good to be true. It sounded so good that I didn't believe it, and then I went back to my office. I tried it. I found I could do it, and it meant that the next 20 years, I had someone hired in my office to do nothing but photograph what was going on, because the reactions were so dramatic that nobody would believe them. And the disappointment to me is that it's now 2013, and most doctors and most patients and most people with severe allergies do not know that it can be turned on and off like a switch using provocation neutralization allergy testing. With provocation, you put a drop of something into the arm and you see if you can provoke. The provocation test is to provoke symptoms. So you might produce slight asthma or difficulty walking, talking, thinking. Any area of your brain could be affected. Any area of your body could be affected. And then you would turn it off with a five-fold weaker dilution of that same substance that caused the problem. And you say, well, how could it be that a drop of milk would enable you to drink milk without difficulty if you put a drop of a diluted milk solution in the mouth? And all I can say is the body is an awful lot smarter than we are, because we don't have the answers. We have some theories as to why it might work that explain it. But the bottom line is, if you have a food allergy, it can be treated. If you are allergic to dust, mold, and pollen and chemicals, most of those can also be effectively treated with the right dilution of an allergy extract. If you want to find a doctor that knows the methods that I've just talked about, you call the AAEM that's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, 316-684-5500. That number again, 316-684-5500. It's just astounding to me, and unquestionably the best thing I ever did in my whole life was to go to that one medical meeting, because it opened up a whole new world, and the result was that patients were helped that I never believed in a million years that I could help. I can remember one woman that had severe herpes and cancer, and herpes and shingles, and she was walking up the driveway to my office at that time, and I looked out the window and said, Doris, how do you think that you could possibly help this patient? You've never seen a patient like this, and you just think you can do it by using a dilution of flu vaccine. And I said, well, it's what I learned, and I'm going to try it. And sure enough, I tested the patient, I treated them, and the herpes did not, or the shingles didn't spread to the eye, which can cause blindness, and the pain was gone, and the patient was better, and it was just a whole new world of medicine. I had no idea that people could be treated so effectively. And if you combine the allergy testing and treatment with good nutrition and a proper diet, and you do make some strides to get rid of the toxic chemicals and things stored in your body, which is called natural detoxification. There's no doubt in my mind that most people would improve and some people would become entirely well.
To interrupt you because we have to go to station break, but we'll continue talking with Dr. Doris Rapp. After the break, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here with Dr. Doris Rapp. We're talking about allergies and chemicals and all kinds of things. Dr. Rapp, you and I started in the same place, although I started with provocative neutralization testing, but I was on the patient end of it. And that really proved to me that there was something going on in my body that it could be turned on and off by being exposed to a toxic chemical.
Did they diagnose you as having a psychiatric problem because you had this illness that affected any area of the body?
No, because I didn't go to any other doctors. The first doctor I went to was a clinical ecologist. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but I was having all kinds of symptoms that seemed to be not related to each other. And it was actually my father that went to, my mother was dying of cancer. And my father took her to a doctor practicing environmental medicine. And because he was the only one that would give her intravenous vitamin C as a treatment. And he's sitting there waiting in the office for my mother, watching the technician perform provocative neutralization testing and watching these symptoms turn on and off as a result of drops for foods and pollens and toxic chemicals. And he's looking at this and going, that's what's wrong with my daughter, because I would just start crying at the drop of a hat. For no apparent reason, you know. And so he wanted me to go in. He told me about it. He wanted me to go in. And I said, no, I wouldn't go, because at that particular time, one of my symptoms that I didn't recognize as a symptom was depression and also not being willing to do things to help myself. Mm-hmm. Or being aware that I needed to do something to help myself. And one night I had, so he just went into the office and listened and watched and found out that if somebody was having a reaction, that they could take Alka-Seltzer in the gold package and it would stop. So one night when I was having a reaction, he got some Alka-Seltzer in a gold package. He had gotten it just for this very moment, and he put it in the glass, and he said, here, drink this. And I took the glass, and I said, I am not going to drink this, and threw the glass against the wall, smashed it, and he had to go make another glass of Alka-Seltzer Gold, wrestle me to the floor, hold my nose, open my mouth, and pour it down my throat. And after about 2 seconds, it was like I had woken up from a dream, like, where am I? What just happened? And I had completely come out of the reaction from whatever it was I was reacting to in about 2 seconds, very fast.
It's absolutely amazing. But
it is. And the very next day.
You have Alka-Seltzer Gold. Any of the people that are listening can take a quarter to a half a teaspoon of baking soda and a half a glass of water, or enough water so they can swallow. And they can stop a food allergic reaction in about 10 to 15 minutes. And if the baking soda relieves it, you know you've got a food allergy. And once you know what's causing it, you can either get treated for that food or stop eating it or try eating it only at a 4-day interval.
I did all of that. I went on a rotation diet. We identified what my food allergies were. I went on a rotation diet. I was on that diet for a year, and at the end of that year, I wasn't allergic to any of those foods. And
isn't it amazing that help is there for everybody that's listening if they have food allergies? If they find somebody that knows environmental medicine, you can be treated, or you can treat it with just the diet of eating individual foods every 4 days rather than in sequence every day.
Well, here's the most amazing thing that I found, because after I saw how well this worked, I went to work for the doctor administering the provocative neutralization testing. And then another doctor, what was his name? I don't remember the first one, but then I went to work for Dr. McGovern. You know Dr. McGovern.
Oh, yes. Dr. McGovern was an absolutely wonderful doctor.
Oh, absolutely. And then, and then I went to work for Dr. Alan Levin. I'm sure you know him, too.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
And he's more a research doctor than he is a clinical doctor, I think.
But at the time...
He's absolutely brilliant.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. So I had all of this time observing people while I was giving them provocative neutralization testing, and Dr. McGovern got me started doing consulting by sending me off to the patients' homes to find out what toxic chemicals they were being exposed to. But the most amazing thing that I concluded from my observation was that one day one of my patients went on vacation for 2 weeks, and she came back and she said, "I can eat all my foods I'm allergic to." And what we figured out was that it was the toxic chemical overload that was making it impossible for her to eat the foods, that it was too much on her body to have both chemical exposure and the food exposures. And when we went in and took the chemicals out of her house, she was able to, her food allergies just went away.
It's amazing that it really is like a barrel. And if your barrel is overflowing, you're having symptoms.
Yes.
But the things that fill up your barrel are dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals. Well, you can't get rid of everything, but you can get an air purifier, a water purifier, eat organic foods, and just that would make you better because you're going to have less in your barrel. And the more you can decrease the number of allergenic things that you're getting into, the more apt you are to empty that barrel enough that you can get into things that previously caused trouble, and you will not have difficulty.
That's right. It's just, it's an overload. Wouldn't you say? It's just an overload.
An overload, so you don't have to change everything. And I hate to say this, but you don't have to do everything that the doctor asked you to do. Once you've got your barrel lowered below the top, it won't overflow and your symptoms will not come back. But if you binge many times, for example, I have people that can't eat a certain food, and at Christmas they'd like to celebrate. And I tell them, go ahead and eat the food they haven't been able to eat if it doesn't cause a really bad reaction. And sure enough, they can eat it. But if they binged every single day, they'd soon find that they were sensitive to it again.
That's what I found for myself, too. Yeah. Yeah. We're coming up on another commercial break in about 10 seconds, so I don't want to ask you another question until we come back. So I'll just announce again, Dr. Rapp's website is drrapp.com, D-R, and then another R, drrapp.com. If you go to her website.
And let me add this. They don't have to buy my book. Tell them to go to the library. All the books have my book, Is This Your Child? It came out 20 years ago. But it was a bestseller for good reasons. Read it, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it helped you.
It will. Anyone who has a child should read this. And you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we'll be back after this. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and we're here today with Dr. Doris Rapp. One of her books is Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call, Chemicals Damage Your Body, Brain, Behavior, and Sex. I'm sitting here with this book right in front of me on my desk. Dr. Rapp, let's talk about the poisoning aspects of this, that certainly people can get help, as you've described in the first part of the show. I'd like you to address, because a lot of people think, well, I don't have allergies or I don't have symptoms, that they're not motivated to do anything by the fact that they're sick. But that doesn't mean that they're not being poisoned. So can you tell us about some ways, some of these toxic chemicals and what they're doing to our bodies?
Well, if a man sprays a lawn next door with toxic chemicals and he decides to conceive a baby, he'll have trouble. His sperm will be damaged for at least a month or two. If a woman gets into toxic chemicals the first 90 days of her pregnancy, first 3 months, she has a 70% chance of having a miscarriage, a stillborn, or birth defective baby. I think one of the things that we have to do is stress to young couples that if they would like to reproduce, both the male and the female have to spend a few months getting their body in shape. They have to get rid of toxic chemicals. They have to stop the chemicals from going into their body, and they have to get rid of all the toxic chemicals that they can and build up their nutrition. If they're not willing to do that, then they should be conceiving a child and putting them in our polluted world. The average newborn baby now floats in 287 toxic chemicals. This means that baby's marinated for 9 months in uterine fluid that is not good for it. And it's amazing to me that the babies are withstanding it as much as well as they are. But there is no doubt that these chemicals cause birth defects, causes sterility, and the male sperm count goes way down. The females also are less fertile. It causes problems in their immune system. Many of these exposure to chemicals put stresses on the body, and allergies become evident that weren't evident before. And so, and these chemicals can cause diabetes and thyroid disease. And I believe that it contributes to Alzheimer's and autism. Everyone says, what can we do about this cancer epidemic? And my question is, why the hell aren't we doing it? We know what causes cancer, and yet we aren't doing, as a country or as a nation or as a world, we are not doing what needs to be done so obviously to cut down on the known causes of cancer. If you buy yourself a new synthetic mattress or carpet that smells of toxic chemicals and paint with toxic paint and put all kinds of toxic furniture in your house, you will not be well. And if you get cancer, you may get better after the treatment, but you go back into that house and sleep on the same bad mattress and you breathe the air from the same bad carpet, don't be surprised if it comes back again. Your body is precious. If you don't believe in reincarnation, this is it. This is the best it's going to be. Take care of your body. It is so precious. Clean it out. Get rid of the chemicals. Get on organic food. Get a water purifier. Get an air purifier. And you'll find that you'll feel much better. You're going to live longer. There's no sense in living longer in a lineup of other people in a wheelchair in a wet diaper. You have got to live longer but feel better, and you can do that. But you simply must take care of your precious little body by giving it the right nutrients, by giving it organic food, by not eating processed foods and canned foods, by breathing good air and good water. You've got more than a fighting chance to stay healthy. And if your children learn how to have a healthy baby, you'll be much happier as grandparents.
I couldn't have said that better. I frequently see advertisements and get emails for people wanting donations for cancer research and research for this disease and that disease. And I just look at that and I say, instead of asking for money for research, why not just reduce toxic chemicals? We know, there's no question, there's study after study after study that says these chemicals cause these diseases. And yet people continue to say, oh, I'm going to live my normal toxic life. And it must be caused by something else. We need to understand this, every one of us, as a nation, as a world. We need to really understand that toxic chemicals are what is making us sick. They're a primary underlying cause of virtually every illness and symptom. And we don't even need research dollars. We just need people to stop using toxic chemicals, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. We already have the answer. And the big question is, why haven't we as a nation or as a world decided that we've got to put an end to it? How much worse does it have to get before we say enough already? When are we going to say stop using 2,4-D on the lawns? We know it causes lymphomas. Why is it banned in many countries but not banned in this country? Who are the how are we allowing the corporations to hire the lobbyists who then affect the politicians who pass the laws that allow increased pollution of our air, food, and water, and genetically engineered foods? We have got to hire, we've got to find, when we vote for somebody, what their opinion is of the environment and how important is it to clean it up. If they're not interested in the environment, they've never passed any bills that show that they want to protect and help our air, food, and water stay pure, they're not the right man to vote for.
I completely agree. And again, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'll announce again that Dr. Rapp's website is drrapp, drrapp.com. She's got a lot of information. Go to her website, see her books, see what else she has to offer, and sign up for her, to be on her mailing list, and she will send you lots of information about toxic chemicals and allergies and how to be healthy. It's just a lot. Also, you can go to my website. An easy way to get there is by just going to toxicfreetalkradio.com. And across the top of the page, there's a menu that will take you to different parts of my website. One is an enormous Q&A where you can write in and ask a question, and I and my readers will answer. We've got over 3,000 questions and more than 12,000 answers. I've got a directory with more than 500 websites that are selling non-toxic products. So there really is no reason why everybody in the world can't live in a totally non-toxic way. We have all the information. It's just everybody making the choice. So we'll be back after this station break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. We'll be back with Dr. Doris Rapp on Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here today with Dr. Doris Rapp, pioneering medical doctor in the field of environmental medicine and author of many books on toxic chemicals and how they affect our body, including Is This Your Child? Is This Your Child's World? And Our Toxic World, A Wake-Up Call. Dr. Rapp, can you tell us, give us some stories of some of the most dramatic cases that you've had where you saw really amazing kind of damage from chemical exposure and then amazing recoveries?
One of the most impressive things is the air purifier. I can remember one mother that put the air purifier in her infant's bedroom, and in about an hour later, she went rushing into the room thinking the baby had died. It was the first time the baby was breathing quietly. She didn't realize that the babies don't make noise when they breathe at night.
Wow.
And that was pretty dramatic. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of children that just tried the diet in my book. I never saw them. And the book is This Your Child. And they tried the diet within 5 to 7 days. The children changed. And one mother said, "My bananas kid is gone." In the past, he would take a hose in the basement and slide all over the basement in the water that he spread around. The kid, and I had so many children who wanted to commit suicide, who had put their heads, broken every window in the house, broke every mirror and piece of glass in the house. They were just violent, and the mothers were desperate, in tears, absolutely frantic, and they put the child on the diet. In 5 to 7 days, the child was better. If it's dust, mold, pollen, and chemicals, the air purifier may have a miraculous effect. And you can buy one purifier, put it on wheels, and put it in the various rooms in your house for 2 to 4 hours on high, and the air in that room will be clean. And the sickest person in the house, you put it in their bedroom 4 hours before bed, shut the door, turn it on high, and then close and open up the door where they go to bed, and you'll find that that air in that room will be so good, they may sleep better than they ever slept. So sometimes the answers are easy. One day with an air purifier, if it doesn't work in a month, you can get most of your money back. And you can check on that by calling 480-905-9195. You can get a discount on the air purifier. That's 480-905-9195. The diet is right on my website. You don't have to go anyplace to get it. And you can try it. Also exclude any food that you absolutely crave. For example, if you're a sunflower seed-aholic or a chocoholic or any kind of a holic, whatever it is that you crave that you can't live without, if you have a food allergy, that would be the substance. If you write your 5 favorite foods and 2 favorite beverages and you've got a food sensitivity, stop those for a week, and you'll probably see you're better in 5 to 7 days, and then add them back one at a time, find out which one causes trouble. And if it's a food, baking soda is very effective in stopping allergic reactions. As little as 1/8 or 1/4 of a teaspoon in a glass of water will stop many allergic reactions in 15 minutes. It's a good thing to have on your person if you have allergies because it helps right away. And there's a whole book on it called The pH Miracle, and Dr. Robert Young, who wrote the book, feels that it prevents cancer. There's a lot of evidence that if you can keep your urine alkaline by using a pH stick, checking it, and if your urine stays alkaline, you will be much more well than you would otherwise. There are even claims that you don't develop cancer if you can keep your body alkaline.
And toxic chemicals actually make your body acid. So,
oh, yes.
That's another reason to not be drinking tap water and have toxic chemicals in your home, because it all makes your body more acid. Which air filter do you recommend?
I use the Austin because it's the only one that I know that takes 3,000 chemicals out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Therefore, I like that one. They all take out 99.6%. Of dust and mold and pollen and particulates and all that things. But you have to have one that takes out the chemicals, because
right,
the chemicals,
that's exactly right.
Every place. They're every place. You've got to take it. And if you do that, everyone in your family will be better. If you don't do it, then they will be more prone to become sick.
Also, I just want to, because an air filter can be a really powerful thing, as you've described, in order to show the difference between living with chemicals and living without and protecting yourself. So I just want to make sure that when Dr. Rapp, that everybody understands when Dr. Rapp says air filter, she's not talking about a little tiny air filter that you might find at a discount store.
It's a machine that's going to cost $250 to $700. And,
yes,
it really purifies the air. You put it in a room and go in an hour later and you'll smell the difference.
You will smell the difference. So when I was first dealing with my own environmental illness, the first thing that I did was I got an air filter. And I not only got an air filter for my home, I got one for my car. And there was a period of time when I had to go work as a temp in an office. And I thought, how am I going to sit in this office? But I have to make some money. And I took I got a tabletop filter as opposed to a whole room filter. And I brought, but this tabletop filter was this big round canister that was about 1 foot across and about 3 feet high. And I just put it on my desk in a big open room. And people would come have their break at my desk. And they couldn't quite put their finger on it, but they knew that they felt better when they were standing around my desk. So air filters can make an enormous difference.
Yeah, it can change your life. And I have parents buy them for the classrooms. And the problem is at the end of the year, the teachers notice if you put one in your child's classroom that infections go way down. That's because it takes dust, mold, and pollen and chemicals out of the air, which cause the nose to get swollen, and so you have more allergies and infections in your sinuses and your ears. But they noticed that they had less illness in the classroom, the academic performance went up in the classroom, and when the child was leaving that for that year and went into the next classroom, the teachers almost always bought an air purifier themselves for the classroom because they saw that it was so effective. And, of course, ideally, in a wonderful world, the school systems would put in ventilation systems that contain, that purify the air and clean the air so that the children aren't sick with infections and allergies needlessly. That will come in the new world when it gets there.
The new world that we're creating.
Yeah, we've got to, as far as I'm concerned, we really have to buckle down right now and decide we want to save this planet, because we cannot do what we are presently doing and think for a second that we'll make it to the end of the century. You can't kill off all the bees with chemicals. You're not going to have any bee-pollinated food or crops. You can't spray the ground with toxic chemicals so that the foods aren't able to be eaten for several years. You can't genetically engineer everything in sight. Read the books Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith and Seeds of Deception. When you read these books, you'll understand that you absolutely have to read the labels and make sure they say that they're not genetically engineered. And, of course, the people that are in the chemical industry are trying to pay the government to forbid them from putting any signs on the labels saying that something is genetically engineered or not genetically engineered, because if you can't find out it's not written on the label, you're going to buy the product anyhow.
Well, this has been a wonderful hour with you, Dr. Rapp, and I'm sure that everybody listening is inspired to make some changes, and I just feel very privileged that you came on the show. We'll certainly have you on
again. I want to say something if I can, and that
sure.
is that if we could clone people like you, Deborah, the world would be a much better place. You've spent your whole life trying to educate people with fast, easy, inexpensive ways of coping with environmental challenges. And so I want to pay a tribute to you right now, because you've done so much, published 8 books. If you haven't written a book, you don't know how much work it is to get it right. And it means that you've spent much more time than the average individual trying to contribute to our world. And that's a real tribute to you.
Thank you so much. Well, we're at the end of our time. Let me give Dr. Rapp's website again. It's drrapp, drrapp.com. And you can go there and sign up for her newsletter, mailing list, and she'll send you lots of information. You can also go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter, too. And there's lots of free information on both of our sites. And we are united in our passion for making this a toxic-free world, and you can help. Each one of you can help, and we can achieve this. And that's all for today. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dass.